Remember those endless summer days that felt like they just last forever? Sun rays kiss your skin, grass tickles your toes as you bite into the creamy popsicle melting in your hand. Pure, unbothered bliss. Capture more sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. This nostalgic vanilla flavor with notes of candied orange can help keep you hydrated while savoring your favorite golden hour moments. No matter how hot your summer gets, just one stick of Liquid IV and 16 ounces of water hydrates you better than water alone. It's three times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, with 8 vitamins and nutrients for refreshing on-the-go hydration. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout. That's code INDULGE20 at liquidiv.com.
Good evening. This is John Batchelor. Tonight on the show, attention again to BRICS meeting in Johannesburg, South Africa, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, emphasizing that the BRICS is not a cohesive organization as we understand it regionally or borders or same continent or even same hemisphere. It's an ambition, however, to put together not only these five nations, but additions that begin to describe the global south. The global south is at risk because of migration, because of climate change, because there's weak governance, generally speaking, in the global south, where once upon a time the European colonial empires exploited natural resources and abused the leadership that existed in the global south. The sovereignty question remains unsolved in many instances, many borders in South America, Central America, Africa, and Asia. Also, attention tonight to what we know, what we can say about the migrants come to New York City, speaking with Gwynne Hogan of The City, an online journal. The mayor, the governor, and the federal government, all levels, are overwhelmed. The planning was inadequate for the numbers that have arrived and are arriving in New York City. In one instance, the young people who arrive here, one Sudanese young man said he was in San Diego in a homeless shelter for 2 months and was told, go to New York, there's work there for you, there's jobs, they'll take care of you. He arrived, and when Gwynne Hogan talked to him, he was on the street waiting and hoping to get attention. The city is upgrading all of its facilities, but that means large tents with hundreds of people, migrants, crowded in together. The city has, for many decades, had a mandate to shelter whoever needs it, and that is overwhelming the city's ability to find space, to expand, to feed, to take care of people. And there's no end to this because they cannot work legally. They've come to New York as in a hope, but it's a dead end right now for policy. Also tonight, a conversation about Russia, now gripped with the assassination or apparent assassination of leaders of a mutiny earlier this year. But underneath this is the Russian economy, profoundly troubled by sanctions, and the decision by the Putin regime to bludgeon Europe, making demands, attacking Ukraine, and expecting Europe to buy its natural gas and oil. No. Russia has to sell, or must sell, to India and China. What does it get in return? Unclear at this moment, although there's speculation that China is increasing its trade with Russia, and that trade includes such as trench digging equipment and microchips, both of which are applicable in warfare. Also, a conversation about Iran. Iran's representatives in Moscow to discuss collaboration, cooperation, collegiality, working together with Russia's military, not only missiles, not only drones, but also ground troops, special forces. And a conversation with Victor Davis Hanson about the unusual reasoning of the President of the United States for his objectives, which he claims have never been failed, have never failed. Victor asks a series of questions from Afghanistan to the border to the Department of Justice and ask, where is the success here? It's a provocative recitation of the president's presentation of success when, to all apparent observations, it's either not a failure or not concluded yet. And finally tonight, a conversation with Dovid Margolin, who traveled to Moscow right before the war started to seek out the burial place of his great-grandfather, Solomon. Solomon was a Communist Party member, comes from Irkutsk, where his father and his grandfather made a great success of farming. In Moscow, during the revolution, he joined the Communist Party, as did his older brother, Mikhail. And in Stalin's purge of 1937-38, both were identified as counter-revolutionaries. Quite fantastic. They were abruptly sentenced to death. And in this instance, Solomon's death warrant was signed by not only Stalin, but Molotov. Stalin signed with a blue pencil. And the execution was at the end of June 1938, burying Solomon in a mass grave several kilometers outside of Moscow, now a well-to-do neighborhood called Kommunarka. Dovid traveled to the graveyard in the wintertime. There was 2 feet of snow, and sought where, generally speaking, his grandfather was murdered, a shot to the back of the head. It's both fascinating, ghoulish, and ironic that we're talking about a Russia that is now at war with NATO, but once upon a time was at war with itself. It's odd. It's strange. It's recognizable only in terms of if you've read the Gulag or understand something of Stalin's temperament to destroy his enemies even if he had to make them up. There's much more for the show tonight. Enjoy. Good night.